President John Mahama says he remains focused on fixing the current short-term economic bottlenecks. He reiterated his commitment when he opened a day's retreat with his cabinet to discuss extensively the implication of the IMF program. The retreat sets the pace for other stakeholder discussions on the economic program, which starts from next year. Present at the retreat was the Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Arthur, who is a key negotiator on the IMF program on behalf of government. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The retreat is to discuss extensively the IMF bailout, which has made the rounds in the media and social networks for some time now. The ministers of state, their deputies and presidential staffers will debate the implications, whether negative or positive, of the IMF program and arrive at a consensus. President Mahama early this year announced government's decision to go to the IMF in an economic adjustment program that will save the otherwise ailing economy. President Mahama insists that the IMF program is not being sought because of government failure to implement homegrown solutions, but rather to boost investor confidence and policy direction. The International Monetary Fund, as an entity, works to provide policy advice and financing to countries in economic difficulties. President Mahama explains the need for an IMF bailout.
We as a government have painstakingly engaged in a thorough series of policy measures aimed at stabilizing and consolidating our macroeconomic environment and restoring confidence in the economy. In May this year, we concluded a very successful national consensus on the economy in Sinchi, producing substantial decisions about ways to improve our economic management, sets priorities for socio-economic transformation, and instill better managed discipline in the management of our expenditures while bolstering our revenues. In July, I took a decision for Ghana to initiate discussions with the International Monetary Fund after extensive consultations, especially with the Presidential Advisory Group on the Economy. This decision was informed by careful and thorough deliberations against the backdrop of a series of policy measures that we ourselves had already initiated.
He challenges his cabinet to dispassionately debate the issues in out and arrive at a common front. President Mahama says he is determined to bring the short-term economic challenges under control.
As a social democratic government, we are credited to have pioneered the first groundbreaking negotiated program with the IMF in the early 1980s, when we successfully initiated major economic reforms. As president, I remain focused on fixing our short-term bottlenecks so that we can proceed to the brighter medium and long-term prospects on a more solid and sustainable foundation. Long before we approached the IMF, all of you and citizens of this country have witnessed the seriousness with which government has elaborated clear commitments to reform in the management of our economy. These commitments are being pursued in five main areas.
The IMF program, though initiated by government, in the long term serves the interests of the Ghanaian. Consultations on the program will be held with various stakeholders to ensure that citizens buy into it before implementation.